The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I would build a great wall, and nobody builds walls better than me, believe me. And I'll build them very inexpensively. I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall.
March 27th, 2018. We are issued a winter jumpsuit and a summer jumpsuit, but the early spring Texas weather is kind of in between. Today I went with the summer suit. Hopefully the hard labor will warm me up. April 4th. There were taunts again from the Mexicans on the other side of the wall. They keep making fun of our inexperience with manual labor. Most of us used to work in the arts, entertainment, or media, so we don't really know how to use things like tools. At night, we're too tired even for reruns of The Apprentice, which is the only thing that's on TV now. April 13th. Two Mexicans busted through the wall today. Turns out they didn't even want to come to America. They just wanted to show us how shoddy our craftsmanship was. I have a master's degree in semiotics. It's all so demoralizing. April 20th. As a special treat for completing section 4568 of the wall, our section boss let us share some lemons. Granted, it was 20 workers to one lemon, but still. Ever since all the farm workers were deported, nobody knows how to grow lemons, or avocados, or grapes, or lettuce. These days, we eat corn and astronaut food. May 1st. They say we've built enough of the wall that you could see it from space. But because we canceled the space program to pay for more sheetrock, no one will actually get to do that. May 6th. The hipsters used to talk about making their own shoes and beer, but now they're mostly depressed. The Ivy Leaguers are a cunning tribal bunch. Early on, they tried to drum up support for a resistance movement, but these days they're focused on advancing within the system. May 11th. I got a letter from my cousin Kevin today. As a Trump voter, Kevin is now allowed to take justice into his own hands. To shoot someone, he has to ask permission, but he can beat people up pretty much whenever he likes. It sounds like he's flourishing. May 18th. The astronaut food is gone, so there's only corn to eat, and not much of that, even after Trump declared it should only be distributed to citizens who were a 9 or a 10. May 27th. At night, we whisper about escaping through the wall to Mexico, that golden land of lemons and opportunity. It won't be easy. Mexico is building its own wall now. Rumor has it theirs actually works.
Another Brick in Trump's Wall, a story by Jesse Wan, performed by the actor Chris Eigeman.